across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now I'm welcoming in my guests. There's been a slight switch around here. We're going to welcoming in the people from Arthur Rank are here. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon, Alex. Good afternoon.
It's lovely to see you here. Could you say who you are?
Yes, sure. So I'm Andrea. I'm the corporate fundraiser from the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity.
And I'm Nellie Munley, the proprietor of the Rathmore Club.
Yes, and you're here to tell us all about the awards evening for the Accumulator Challenge that happened Monday night, wasn't it?
It was on Monday night, yes, at the hospice. So we had a corporate event where we presented the awards for our annual Accumulator Challenge.
Yes, so before we talk about the winners and the amount of money you've raised, which is a massive amount, I will say that you've raised £13,000.
That's correct, yeah.
And that was starting in October, was that right?
Yeah, so the competition takes place from the 1st of October to the 31st of December.
Right, brilliant. And, so not that long, really, only a few months.
It's 3 months, yeah.
But you had the awards to who won.
Yes, so we have... The competition, as I said, is a 3 month period, and then we have a period where we are collecting in all of the donations.
Right. Yeah.
So there is a bit of a time that lapses before we actually have an official presentation of our awards.
So can you tell us what the Accumulator Challenge actually is, so that if anyone may not understand what we're talking about?
Yeah, so it's a hospice led event, and courtesy of ARM in Cambridge, ARM provides a seed fund, and that allows us to give up to 26 teams a £50 note. And those teams then have 3 months to invest that £50 to accumulate as much funds as they can. So it's a really great competition across local businesses throughout Cambridge. Just a place where people can really demonstrate their creativity and innovation. And we see lots of different activities take place throughout that time.
Right, and so could you give me some examples of the people that took place? So Nellie, I believe you were one of the winners.
Yes, the winners, yeah. We were the winners. We were very pleased to be the winners. We didn't know it was a competition when we got it. We
just went for it.
To accumulate as much as we can for the charity, and we put on a dinner at short notice before Christmas, and a lot of people came, and we raised £2,000.
Now let me just say, to explain for people that don't know, you run the Rathmore Club, don't
That's
you,
right.
on Cherry
yes.
Hinton Road?
Yes.
So you put on the dinner at the Rathmore Club?
Yes.
And then you say you
people came along and they paid a tenner, which would be free because the £50 helped.
Of course, right.
By the dinner, and they came and they were so generous, every one of them. They were throwing money at me, seemed
amazing.
It was for Arthur Rank. And I want to thank them very much for doing so.
So the £50, you used that to kind of buy the food for the dinner, did you?
A bit of the food.
Bit of the food, yeah. So you provided the rest yourself.
Yes.
And that's allowed, is it, in the scheme of things, Andrea?
Yes, yeah, so the £50 is a seed fund.
But if anyone wants to do anything they can with it, they can.
Yeah, I mean, some people, choose not to use a seed fund wish to raise money for us. It's up to the individual business, really, whether they choose to use it or not. Yes.
Right, so Nellie, so you said you made a dinner and then you had a raffle.
People donated money and they were not shy about it. They were all so generous.
And that was just from the one dinner that you...
From one dinner, yes.
And all the fundraising from that day, and you were
just
the
just for the one night, that was it.
Amazing, amazing. That's well done, you. I think that's brilliant.
Thank you.
That was for the 0 to 50 size.
Yes,
so there's different size categories, isn't there?
There was. We had... initially, we were hoping to get 3 categories, but we didn't have any companies take part that were over 250 employees. So Nellie won the 0 to 50 employee category, closely followed actually by our own Salon HD. I must mention them because they raised just shy of £2,000. It was absolutely astonishing. It's the first time they'd taken place.
So I see that's a salon within... your hospice, but yeah. Can anybody go there?
Absolutely. So Salon HD is open to the public. We have free appointments for our patients because all of our care is free for our patients. And we also use it as staff as well. They do nails, little beauty treatments.
Because I didn't realise that till I saw your information. I thought, what a great idea.
Yeah,
or you could be visiting, I guess, or you want to go with somebody that's there and spend time with them.
It's a real activity hub when people walk into the hospice, and it always smells really nice as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it creates a nice atmosphere.
And
so
they won the prize as well.
They came second for the 0-50.
Okay.
Our other prize winners were Taylor Vinters. Mm-hmm. So they won the next category, which I'm just looking where 50. Up to 250, 50 to 250, pardon. Not
okay.
So Nelly was 0-50 and Taylor Vinters were 50 to 250. So I was lucky enough to go along to a couple of Taylor Vinter events.
Yes.
One of which was a pumpkin competition. I was asked to
were you the judge
a pumpkin competition.
It's quite stressful, I imagine.
Well, when I was asked to pick one out of about 30, and they're all adults, it was quite a challenge. So we went for three in the end. And they also put on an art class. One of their employees called Clive is a local artist. So we went along and did Christmas card painting. And it was
lovely.
A really good tutorial.
And what, and people paid to go along to that workshop?
People made a donation to go along to the workshop. Some really great.
So there's really different ways of raising money, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And like you say, I'm sure, like Nelly was saying, when people know what it's for, they're happy to donate anyway. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. And would you like to introduce your colleague who's just come into the studio?
Yeah, so this is my colleague, Tasha. Tasha runs our main events, actually, and I wanted Tasha just to come along today in case we had an opportunity just to chat
about
our next upcoming events.
Yes, so what I'm not sure if I did mention it, but say you raised £13,000 from this three-month challenge for people.
We did.
And you're going to run it again next year?
Yeah, so it's the Accumulated Challenge 2019 is... We normally launch it a little later in the year, actually, but at the event that we had on Monday, people were just so blown away by our care and what we do. And it was really good to be able to explain to the audience what £13,000 actually represents. You know, and that
could you give us an example of what it represents?
That can open our day therapy centre for up to 2 weeks.
Wow.
And it's a really important service that we provide for patients.
And this is all at Shelford, down at your new...
This is all down at Shelford Bottom in our new home, but people were so impressed when they came on Monday. We had about 80 people. They had a real buzz in the bistro. We actually had 14 teams sign up
on the spot
on the night.
Wow.
And it's only February, so
and how many did you have this year? We had
20 teams.
Okay, so you're already going to smash that for next year, aren't you? Or this year?
We've got some great names that have signed up. We've got Samsung, we've got Price Bailey, Taylor Vinters want to take part again. We've got the lovely Nelly here from the Rathmore Club who's eager to take part again. So
excellent.
There are some really big names taking part, and we would welcome anybody to, you know, get in touch.
So how do they get in touch if they want to come to get involved in that?
They can get in touch with me directly or by ringing the fundraising office. So my number's 01223 675 882, or they can just ring into the fundraising department and ask for me.
Any website address if they need it, if they want to go online?
Sorry,
our website address is arhc.org.uk.
Okay, so it's arhc.org.uk.
That's right,
lovely. And whatever you were saying, you wanted to mention some other events.
Yes,
what you've got coming up before October?
Yes, indeed. We've got our Starshine Night Walk.
Oh, I've done
event.
That before
so
in the past.
Tasha's our expert on Starshine, so I'm going to hand over and let her tell the audience a little bit more about it.
Hi, yeah, so Starshine Night Walk this year is back for the 11th year.
And we are very excited with a new theme. So this year we are walking back to the 80s.
Oh, excellent.
So
always
we're getting
good.
Our retro on. We're pulling out our old crimpers and our leg warmers and all things 80s, bringing out the Madonna in us and the ABBA amongst them, and hopefully doing the moonwalk
just
like
been
Michael Jackson.
I've just been mentioning my love of ABBA, so that's always good for me.
Yeah, so and hopefully we've got Cliff Parisi, who joined us last year. Phil will remember. He joined us last year to start the walkers off.
Did he open your shop recently?
Yes.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah,
yeah. He's from Call the Midwife, yes?
Yes,
actor.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or EastEnders, if you remember him as Minty a few years back, but closer to the 80s anyway. it's coming together really well. We've got lots of people signing up. It's the 18th, Saturday the 18th of May. And we're starting slightly earlier than last year. So last year was our 10th anniversary. And this year we're starting at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Bramley Court, they are our headline sponsor. And last year it was really wonderful. Lots of their residents joined us at the start to send off with their supporters to send off our walkers in the good old-fashioned hand, clapping and all of that.
So, lovely.
But this year they are planning.
And can you explain to people, because I've done it in the past, and I think I'm certainly going to get my WI, which is Mill Road WI, have walked it together before.
Oh,
I think we'll
wonderful.
Get it. We'll try and get it a group together. Now you said that. What is it? How long is it? Because I think some people might not know what it is.
Yeah, so it's a night walk. So it's 10 or 6.5 mile route, and it takes us into the iconic streets of Cambridge and back to Shelford Rugby Club, where we start and finish. So as you set off, it's starting to get quite dark. We light up the streets on the way round. So at every mile marker, we cover the lamppost with lights, so it's nice and bright and you can see where your next mile marker's coming from. But really, it pulls everyone together.
And anyone can do it. It's not like an all-female or it's
no,
anybody.
Everyone
yes,
can
anyone
take
that wants
part.
To do it.
We have lots of prams with little ones taking part as well. But really, it pulls everybody together. And many people are walking to remember someone special. Mm-hmm. So it gives people that opportunity for a moment of reflection and to celebrate really together. And the themes, so the 80s theme, for example, just to help, so adds a bit more pizzazz, and people love a bit of fancy dress. So it sparks people's imaginations.
And it's fun to see you all walking through the streets. I say when we did it, we absolutely loved it. And we will definitely, I will be on that one when I get home now.
Oh, thank you.
Lovely.
So any other events that you can talk about briefly?
Yes, so we've got lots coming up in the calendar, and we're really fortunate to be involved with lots of community events at the moment. So we're involved with the Beer Festival for the second time, and we're bringing back the Fates to the hospice. So that helps to show people around and all the fun things that will happen. For example, we have old-fashioned country sort of games like Splatterat and coconut shies, and we have all kinds of fun community events there, so that will help us to raise some really significant funds.
What date's that?
Is on the Saturday the 28th of June.
Okay, so I'm sure you'll be back in again before then to remind people about that. That's great. And I want to give a quick shout out, because I saw your awards were donated by Go Glass.
Yes, they
and
were.
I'm guessing Clive Sparks had something to do with that.
Yes, so we had three
they look beautiful.
Go Glass there on Monday, actually, and they also made our sculpture for the hospice as well,
which is
just stunning. So it was really nice to give them some recognition on the evening as well. But they made us two beautiful trophies. So, big shout out. Thanks to Go Glass.
Brilliant. Okay.
Thank you
ever so much, all three of you, for coming. And thank you, Nelly. And thank you, Andrea. And thank you, Tash.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we'll see you again soon.
Thank you.